Good day, Petersburg. I'm Matt Lichtenstein.
And I'm Joe Vicknicki.
And this is Crab Bait Radio 2013.
Hold it, Matt. Hold it. Stop the music. I can't do this.
What? Why?
I gotta take a stand. No Crab Bait 2013 until you edit out that healthcare skit from Crab Bait 2010. It just wasn't funny.
But we already aired that show. And besides, the healthcare skit was hilarious. It killed.
Killed freedom, you mean? I want it stricken from the record. It costs too much. It's going to ruin this country.
Ruin? I'm not going to negotiate on this, Joe. That skit already aired. It's been upheld by the courts. It's funny. And not only that, it was an award winner. So cue the music. Good day, Petersburg. I'm Matt Lichtenstein, and this is Crab Bait Radio 2013. All the bait you can fit in your bait can.
No. The American people have spoken on this. To me. They don't want that skit shoved down their throat. That was the worst piece of comedy in the history of our democracy.
It was not. It made a lot of people laugh, Joe. So I'm starting Crab Bait with or without you. Good day, Petersburg. This is Crab Bait Radio.
La, la, la.
This is
no
Crab Bait
Crab
Radio 2013.
No Crab Bait for you. Shut it all down. Shut it down. I will not have it. No Crab Bait for you or anyone else until you edit out that job-killing, freedom-hating, terrorism-loving skit. So shut it down! Shut it down!
Turn that back on!
No!
I said turn it on!
No way! Get off! Ow!
Ah, my nose! Ooh. Ow! Ow! Ooh. Ow, my... Get off my head! What are you doing? Ow!
Hey, you two better quit this and get back to work. You've got a show to finish. Stop acting like children.
Yes, Miss Mindy.
Good day, Petersburg. I'm Matt Lichtenstein.
And I'm Joe Vicknicki.
And this is Crab Bait Radio 2013. Coming up,
an insurance option for everyone.
Mega yachts dwarf Little Norway.
An ode to a lost cannonball.
New transportation alternatives for Crossing Hammer Slough.
All that and more on Crab Bait Radio 2013, the final shutdown. Senator Lisa Murkowski today applauded passage of the Responsible Helium Administration and Stewardship Act. In this exclusive interview with Crab Bait Radio, Alaska's senior U.S. senator emphasized the importance of helium to the nation.
Helium's key to just about everything we're doing, manufacturing, electronics. If you're a hospital, you can't operate an MRI without helium. Helium is essential.
Murkowski called the bill, quote, a noble effort that can float above the partisan fray.
The Petersburg borough has found a unique use for the North Harbor dredge spoils. Rather than trying to shore up the town's landfill with the liquefied sludge, local officials have decided to market it to nationwide cosmetic retailers. Public Works Director Carl Hagerman recently made this pitch to a fascinated host on the Home Shopping Network.
So Carl Hagerman from Petersburg, Alaska. Tell us about this great new product.
We were trying to think outside of the box, and what we came up with was the North Harbor Exfoliating Mask.
Mmm, it smells terrific. Is it easy to use?
You just spread the cool, soothing dredge spoils on your face at night. You go to sleep, and you wake up completely refreshed.
Wow, that sounds amazing, Carl. But how does it work?
Well, it's an ultra-cleansing formula that improves your skin's ability to absorb moisture, clarifies your complexion quite a bit, and stimulates cell renewal, all while revealing a fresh, radiant glow. As a bonus, it helps your face resist barnacles, algae, and other marine growth for a period of up to 2 years. I use it every night.
And it shows, Carl. It definitely shows.
And if you act now, you get a free bucket of clams with every order.
The Eau de Low Tide Deep Cleansing Facial Mask will cost $60 an ounce and will soon be available through fine cosmetics outlets and industrial marine supply stores everywhere.
In other news, several local advisory boards are rejecting a recent decision by Petersburg's Borough Assembly to dissolve them. They'll continue to meet and make recommendations whether anyone wants to listen or not. The chairman of the Itty Bitty City Committee and Who's a Pretty Kitty Committee held a joint press conference this morning to announce plans for a shadow government made up of cast-off advisory boards. Here's Itty Bitty City Committee Chair Smitty G. Liddy.
They can't tell us to stop meeting. It's in the Constitution. We're going to stay here in the Borough Assembly Chambers for as long as this meeting takes, and I'm not gaveling out until I get some attention.
Along with the Itty Bitty City Committee and Who's a Pretty Kitty Committee, the coalition includes the Utility Board, Motor Pool Board, Bread Board, and Diving Board, along with a few others. They're also looking into the possibility of resurrecting the dissolved City of Petersburg and have created a committee to investigate that idea.
Yachting Magazine's recent designation of Petersburg as one of America's top yachting destinations has made the town world famous. That's meant a parade of increasingly super-rich visitors. Here's more in this report. Here aboard the 250-foot square-rigged catch, Conspicuous Consumption, you can hit a golf ball off a sterling silver poop deck.
Look, darling! I've made the green! What fun!
That's Conspicuous Consumption's co-owner, Baroness Von Contessa, wife to billionaire derivatives trader Austin Tation. And the green she's talking about is actually on their other boat, a 120-foot steel-hulled yacht tender. That vessel is moored alongside yet another of their boats, a 70-foot Boston Whaler, which serves as the yacht tender for their yacht tender. Finally, a classic teak Chris Craft bobs nearby, tethered to the tender's tender.
You there! Get over here and buff my dinghy!
Tation barks commands to his crew as his confused mother-in-law holds a spoon and stares blankly at a freshly landed king salmon.
Catherwood, fetch the cook. There appears to be a fish surrounding my caviar.
Meanwhile, over at the end of Seafloat, locals gasp as yet another huge yacht appears at the entrance to the Wrangell Narrows. It's called the Bloated Boar, a 750-foot trimaran that hails from Lake Tahoe. It's way too big to fit in Petersburg's harbor, but the owner, Bartholomew Skeeter Hogg, has come up with a unique solution. I spoke with Hogg by satellite phone.
You see, yachting's all about planning, and who you know, of course. I happen to know a certain senator, so I had him give the Corps of Engineers a jingle a few months ago. They came on in, ripped out the North Harbor, and dug a hole deep enough so I wouldn't bump my keel on the bottom. I figure when I leave next week, I'll have them put in a new harbor here as a little thank you gift.
Meanwhile, a helicopter slings in horses for the newly constructed polo grounds in Scow Bay. Servants stand by with fine porcelain bowls full of warm, moist towels, and children scatter rose petals on the floats as Lady Catherine Deluge, heir to the Acme Plunger Company, strolls along and chats with her entourage in South Harbor.
Whatever you do, don't feed the locals. They'll get aggressive and follow you around all day.
Deluge owns the 1,050-foot behemoth, which sports a full-service heliport, 12-man submersible, and its own Starbucks. For Crabbait Radio, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.
Crabbait Radio News has learned that local resident Norman Rootwa did not get the all-clear message following last January's earthquake, tsunami, and evacuation to higher ground. Rootwa has remained at the 1,000-foot level on the trail to Raven's Roost and says he hasn't missed life in town for the past 10 months.
After the first few months, I was kind of thinking that someone would come up here and let me know if it was safe to come back down. Then I thought, what if the whole town got wiped out and I'm the only one left? After a while, I heard a lot of banging going on at the canneries during the summer, and I knew town was still there. But it was such a nice summer, I decided just to stay up here.
Rootwad says he'll come down when he's good and ready, or if he runs out of blueberries.
Crabbank Continental Insurance, how may I direct your call?
Yes, I want to buy some health insurance.
Certainly. A sales associate will be with you shortly. Crabbait Continental Insurance, this is Virgil. What can I do for you,
Ham Hands. Howard Ham Hands here. Anyway, I want health insurance. I need coverage for a hyperextended humerus. I also got a sagging sacroiliac and a contorted filbert. And don't try to deny me. You gotta cover my pre-existing conditions now.
That we do, Howie. But to treat your contorted filbert and everything else, you're gonna need the titanium plan, I think. It'll cover all your problems for the low, low price of just $4,000 a month.
Ooh, $4,000?
Yeah, but just imagine the peace of mind knowing that after you pay the $30,000 deductible and the 80% copay, we cover everything else, except for injuries due to accidents and illnesses caused by sickness that occur between the hours of 7 a.m. and 11:59 p.m.
Whoa there, Virgil. Hold on. None of that's gonna work for me. What could I get for, say, $50 a month?
Okay. Talking about the plywood plan. That's one of our most popular. For $50 a month, you can say you have insurance.
What'll that cover?
Well, come on, Howie. For $50 a month, it doesn't actually cover anything, but you can say you're covered. Now, for just $27.25 more a month, you could upgrade to our sheetrock plan. It's dependable, fireproof, and easy to work with. Why, we'll even pick up the tab for half the cost of a doctor's visit once every 10 years.
Well, okay.
Or you could think about upgrading to the aluminum plan. That's only $119.95 a month, and you get to visit with a doctor every other year, and do-it-yourself colonoscopy kit. I'll tell you what, I'm not supposed to do this, but I like you, Howie. If you sign up for the aluminum plan, I'll also throw in a bottle of Dr. Tupelo's magic elixir. It'll scrub you clean from the inside out. I'm also willing to throw in the undercoating for free.
Undercoating?
You got that right, undercoating. It'll protect you from any unwanted funguses, rashes, and parasites from the waist on down. What do you say, Howie? Can I sign you up today?
I don't know. I'm a little bit confused.
The aluminum plan doesn't cover confusion, Howie, so you're probably going to need to upgrade to our unobtainium plan. It covers confusion, dementia, and every dangerous sport you can think of. Hang gliding, paraboxing, bungee shooting. Act now, Howie, and for the low monthly premium of just $3,000 a month, you can throw caution to the wind.
Ooh, I think I'm going to throw up.
Well, now that's going to require a copay.
You're driving me insane.
That would be the magnesium oxide plan, but it's going to cost you. Hello? Hello?
Crabbait Radio. If it ain't kosher, it's crabbait.
In a world where once tranquil seas boil over with pink salmon.
Here they come, boys!
And the creeks are filled with the stench of dead fish.
There's too many of them!
Where humans battle simply to survive the onslaught. And even home isn't safe from the living dead humpy hordes.
The pink salmon is calling from inside the house.
It's World War P. Pink Apocalypse. Coming soon to a stream near you.
Thank you, and now I've got another one for you. Here's one I call Ode to a Lost Cannonball. At Hidden Falls, I lost two of my balls. Then I lost one more up near home shore. I dropped three others just south of the Brothers, and my Gerties don't work good no more. Oh, I caught my balls on the bottom. They were shiny and new when I bought them. They used to be here, now I've lost some of my fear, and I'm sad that I no longer got them. Well, I hit a snag on a 10-fathom drag, and my bow swung around towards the shore. Then I heard a great crack, and my taglines went slack. Now my hoochies ain't swimming no more. Well, I snagged my balls in the ocean. It was quite an unsettling notion. My pole started to quake, and my vessel did shake. Out on deck there was lots of commotion. Oh, take pity on troll fishermen. Their balls are so special to them. Would you help me, my dear, and please pull on my gear, 'cause I don't want to hang up again. Oh, take pity on troll fishermen. Their balls are so special to them. Would you help me, my dear, and please pull up my gear, 'cause I don't want to hang up again. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'll see y'all next weekend. You're going to be rock.
Hiya, folks. They called me the butcher. You want to buy some exotic meats?
Yay!
Okay, I got rhinoceros roast, rattlesnake steak, Tasmanian tiger tri-tips, tree frog tenderloins, and chuck from a platypus named Chuck.
Yay!
There's nutritious nutrien nuggets, lemur livers, half a frozen javelina, lemming lips, ostrich fingers, panther pancreas, iguana brisket, baby back bandicoot bacon, and free-range buffalo wings fresh from our free-range, fair-trade, grass-fed buffaloes.
You there, step out of the car, drop the pulled pork butt, and show us your itinerant meat peddler's permit.
Coming this fall on ABC, Law & Order, BBQ.
Crab Bait Radio is made possible by Crab Bait Radio. The easy jokes are gone, and getting to the remaining jokes will be a challenge that will require the state and the industry to work together. Crab Bait Radio, Alaska's humor and satire company.
Things have gotten more complicated for the repair and renovation of two bridges over Hammer Slough in downtown Petersburg. The Federal Asphalt Administration, the Alaska Department of Motors and Wheels, and several other government agencies are now involved with the planning, and they're not just limiting the project to bridges. They're investigating several alternatives for linking South Petersburg with the rest of town. Crabbait Radio's Joe Vignicki has this report.
Rotten wooden planks here on Singley Alley get more dicey by the day, and it's not just fart stamper slowing down motorists anymore. Local officials thought they could get away with a simple bridge replacement project, so they decided to spend $50,000 on transportation consultant Lewinda Rollins. She recently made her report to the borough assembly.
Well, I had my engineering team crawl all over that thing, and there's no doubt about it. You've got an old bridge. I think it needs to be replaced.
Rollins said the same goes for the potholed pavement crossing just upstream on South Nordic Drive. However, Petersburg's plans have since caught the attention of state and federal agencies, and they want in.
An environmental impact statement.
That's Lonnie Dangle, project manager with the Federal Asphalt Administration, or FA.
Even if there isn't any asphalt involved, there's going to be an impact. Hey, wait a minute. I'm not even supposed to be at work right now.
The federal shutdown has meant a delay in the project, as Dangle and his team are actually on furlough, so state officials have seized the opportunity to come in and do their own study. Alaska Department of Motors and Wheels planner Hugh Andrews says they've got to consider all the options for connecting North Nordic to South Nordic Drive.
Well, there's the northern route, which is what we prefer. You see, we divert North Nordic Drive to the Wrangell Narrows, where motorists will catch a ferry over to Kuprinoff Island, then we'll build a new road from there across to Cake, where people will hop on another ferry that takes them to South Mitkoff Ferry Terminal, and ultimately a convenient connection to South Nordic Drive.
Andrews says they'll also consider a ferry-only option for crossing Hammer Slough.
Well, the simplest solution, of course, would be a new Malaspina-class mainliner with doors fore and aft, and you lay that thing across the slough, and people just drive in one end and out the other. Or they could stay on board a while, get a stateroom, camp on the solarium, or have some fish and chips. That's one end of the spectrum. At the other end, we could just rent a couple of skips.
Meanwhile, Federal Asphalt's Dangle says his planners also need to broaden the scope of the project to look at other transportation options to get around Hammer Slough.
Maybe we don't even need a ferry or a bridge. Let's say you take the road up the hill behind the airport, and you avoid the slough altogether. Or even better, maybe we look at building a second airport somewhere around Scow Bay, maybe with daily connections to and from downtown Petersburg.
And at the same time, Southeast Alaska Power and Generation Entity, or Seepage, has been investigating the possibility of damming the slough's headwaters. That's in order to provide enough electricity to run the computers needed to complete the various transportation studies now in the works. For Crabbait Radio, I'm Joe Vignicki.
That's it for Crabbait Radio. We had voice help this year from Evelyn and Mindy Anderson and Carl Hagerman.
Groovy!
Crabbait Radio is produced in the studios of KFSK Public Radio Petersburg by Joe Vignicki
and Matt Lichtenstein, who plans to head out fishing and might do a little voiceover work on the side.
Here is my mouse. And here is my Yeti sound.